The Egyptian pharaoh Amasis sent another girl as wife to Cyrus' son instead of his daughter, thus incurring his wrath. Cambyses goes to Egypt with a war. The son of the dead Amasis, Samenite, comes to meet him. The battle ends with the Egyptians fleeing. Cambyses orders the king's mummy to be thrown out of the tomb and destroyed. He then goes to Ethiopia, but the warriors had nothing to eat on the long march, and the king turns back. The cruel Cambyses kills his own brother over the throne, one of his sisters, and executes noble Persians and his servants for no reason. Soon he dies. The Persians elect Darius as their king. He divides all his possessions into districts, satrapies, and levies tribute and gifts on Ethiopia. The author details the ways in which gold, silver, spices, and other valuables are extracted from the various nationalities. Darius besieges the rebellious city of Babylon, but only takes it with the help of the Babylonian traitors Apir. He also gives him the city and relieves him of his tribute.